Okay, what we're going to learn today, it's some parts of the introduction of Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch literally means the book of education. That's the translation of what it means. The truth is, nobody really knows who wrote it. People assume, the sages assume, that there was Rev Aaron HaLevi. That was his name. He lived in Barcelona, in Spain, in the 1300s. But the truth is, the book itself doesn't say who wrote it. But it's a very interesting book, and the idea of the book is to define, explain each mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs. For each one, he says what's the verse it comes from, what's the idea behind it, and some laws, and to whom it applies. And he goes through the whole list of 613. Of course, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is to learn parts of the introduction, which is very interesting to note and to understand, to have a broad perspective of what Jews actually think. Why do we actually do what we do? We have a Torah, and we have a mitzvah, and we have a God. What's all of this about? Maybe it's not true, chas v'shalom, God forbid, but how do you know? Maybe yes, maybe no. So in the introduction, he explains very short and important points in order to have these ideas pretty clear. First of all, he explains that even though we do have 613 mitzvahs, and the Talmud says this very clearly at the end of the tractate Makos, he says that using a verse by the end of the Torah, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is what Moshe Rabbeinu actually commanded us. And the word Torah, when you look at it, is actually composed of four letters, Tav, Vav, Reish, Hey. Each letter in Hebrew corresponds to a number. The Tav is 400, the Vav is 6, the Reish is 200, and the Hey is 5. So you have 611 mitzvahs. Torah tzivalanu, Moshe. This is what Moshe taught us, 611 mitzvahs. But the first two mitzvahs, I'm God, your Lord, you will not have other gods, and so on, that we heard from God himself. So there you go, 611 plus 2, it's 613 mitzvahs. However, not all of these mitzvahs actually apply today. And this is a very interesting thing to understand, what applies and what doesn't apply. So I'm just going to read a few parts of this part. Then in the introduction, he goes through certain mitzvahs that apply always, because not all of them apply always. For instance, Pesach. So we have to eat matzah in Pesach. Okay, that's in Pesach. If today is not Pesach, which actually is not, so we don't have that mitzvah, and so on. But there are six mitzvahs, six commandments that apply to every single situation, time, space, and so on. And then in the introduction, he goes through, why do we believe on this? What's the rationale behind it? And he goes through quite a long list of questions and answers, which is very interesting. So let's go. Let's start. First of all, there are certain mitzvahs, certain commandments that do apply today, nowadays, and the number of mitzvahs that actually apply today from the 613 mitzvahs, which is a complete number, so to speak, the total number of mitzvahs, from those, only 369 apply today. So we reduced already the list of mitzvahs in the situation we live today, in Golus, in exile, outside of the land of Israel, without Mashiach and so on, that we're going to talk about this later. Of all of these 630 mitzvahs, only 369 actually apply today. And from those, there are certain commandments that a person will never have to keep, will never be obligated to keep, because some of them, as we're going to learn, have a cause. If the cause appears, so you have to keep the mitzvah. If the cause doesn't appear, so you don't have to keep the mitzvah. Sometimes you will never keep this mitzvah, these commandments, in your life. Never. Comes out that, for instance, the mitzvah of paying a worker that you actually hired in the same day he worked. Maybe you never hire a worker, so you're never going to have to pay a worker. Or, for instance, the commandment of returning what you stole. Maybe you never steal, so you're never going to have to return. So we have many, many commandments that only apply when a certain situation comes up. But if this situation never comes up, so you're never going to have to keep this. Not at all. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be sinful, incomplete. Why? Because, of course, if you never steal, so you never have to give it back. But you don't have to steal something in order to fulfill the mitzvah of giving back. Oh, yes. No. The mitzvahs don't steal. So by you not, but anyone, not having to keep the mitzvah of giving it back, it's not that you're lacking something. You're not lacking anything. You're fine, just as you are. You're okay. Even if you never in your life fulfill this particular commandment. For instance, the Torah says, Moitzi Shem Ra, a person that brings a bad name on somebody else. He's talking a very particular case that he got married to a woman, and he says this woman is not actually what she said she was, virgin, not virgin. I'm not going to go into the details because it's really not important. But the point is that there's a mitzvah that he never has to divorce this woman unless she wants. But he has to never divorce this woman. So in this case, if he never actually produced this bad name of this woman, he's not going to have to keep this other mitzvah of not divorcing her, because there wasn't a problem in the first place. So comes out that there are 99 mitzvahs. From these mitzvahs and these commandments, 78 positive commandments, things you have to go and do, and 21 negative commandments, things that you don't have to do. So that means that there are, from the list of 613, we already went to a list of 369. From that list of 369, since many of them depend on certain situations that maybe never come up in your life, so we went to a number of 99. However, there are certain commandments that a person has to keep without any particular reason. And the number of these mitzvahs are, in total, 270. From these mitzvahs, you always have to keep, independently of the cause, something that happened, or whatever you stole, so you have to give it back. No. Those are the 99 mitzvahs. Over here, we're talking about 217 mitzvahs that don't depend on a specific condition, like you stole, or you brought out a bad name on a person, you don't have to do this or that. No. 270 mitzvahs that in any situation, in any place in the world, and so on, you have to keep. From these 270, you actually have 48 positive commandments, things you have to go and do, and 22 negative commandments, things you don't have to do. Now, having said all of this, there are certain mitzvahs that you have to fulfill in every single moment in your life. From the 270 mitzvahs, which is the end up number of things you can actually do and don't depend on any particular situation, like stealing, like no. From those, there are 6 mitzvahs that actually don't depend on place or time. Let me give you an example. As I said before, Pesach. In Pesach, we have to eat matzah. The Torah says, "Erev tochlu matzah." In Parshas Boy, at night you have to go and eat matzah. Whatever that means, we're not going to go into that now. So, when Pesach comes, so the Jew has an obligation to eat matzah. We can argue how much and how, that doesn't matter right now. The point is, when the time comes, you have to eat matzah. If the time didn't come, like today is not Pesach, so you don't have to eat matzah. You can eat matzah if you want. You can eat a whole box of matzah, 200 pounds of matzah, whatever. I don't care, but it's not a mitzvah. Only in the night of Pesach is a mitzvah. So, even though in every single place in the world, in any single time of history, you have to, when Pesach comes, eat matzah. But it's not a mitzvah you have to keep every single day in your life. Today is not Pesach, I'm not eating matzah. However, there are 6 mitzvahs you have to keep independently of the time and the place and so on. What are these mitzvahs? Believe in God, not to believe in something else, to unify God, that means there's only one, to love Him, to fear Him, and that your eyes and your heart, your thoughts and so on should not go astray after something else. These six mitzvahs, they don't depend on a place, they don't depend on the time of the year or the day, whatever. They don't depend on anything. It's just six things you have to keep every single time, every single day, and so on. So, summary of what we learned. The truth is we have 270 mitzvahs that don't depend on anything in life to be fulfilled. And there are 99 mitzvahs that depend on conditions. If this happens, or maybe you have to do this. If this other happens, you have to do that. But and six mitzvahs you have to keep in every single moment in your life. To continue with the introduction, he discusses very interestingly, why do we believe on this? Like, okay, we have a Torah, yeah, all kinds of books behind me, and we learn them, and yeah, we said God gave this in Mount Sinai, gave this in Mount Sinai. How do you know that? Maybe not. Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe we're just, whatever, keep living through things that our sages and our forefathers invented, came up with. How do you know all of this is true? So he says the following thing, very simple idea. It is a clear thing in humanity. Humans, we live on this, that when we have testimony, witnesses of something, we believe it. And the more witnesses you have on something, the more true, so to speak, that something is. Having said that, we are based, the whole Judaism, complete from A to Z, is based on a testimony. What's the testimony? In Parshas Yisro, the Torah says that there were between 20 and 60 years old, 600,000 men standing on Mount Sinai. And when you use a little bit of mathematics, you get around 3 million, 4 million people standing at Mount Sinai, because each one of these maybe had one wife and maybe a couple of children, because between 20 and 60 people have children and wives and so on. And probably they had even more than that. I'm just making a easy number, so to speak, at around 4 million people standing in Mount Sinai, at Mount Sinai, listening to God, watching God, whatever they heard, whatever they saw, I don't know. But they were standing over there and God spoke to them. And they thought this was a very, very difficult and very overwhelming experience. And therefore, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go and talk to God. And they heard as God spoke with Moshe, and Moshe spoke with the people. And back and forth and back and forth. Therefore, the reason why we believe in Torah is not because we believe in miracles. Like, for instance, comes a prophet and makes a miracle. Suddenly he walks in water. Suddenly he revived the man. No, I don't care what he did. As soon as this person, whomever it is, contradicts anything in the Torah, so we know it's not true. Again, because we don't believe in the Torah, because Moshe made miracles. Oh, he opened the Red Sea and he brought out water from a stone. What an incredible guy. I believe in whatever he says. No. We believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah because we heard God talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw him talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we saw Moshe Rabbeinu talking to God. Generation after generation, we passed this information from father to son, from father to son, and so on. And therefore, the basis of Judaism, the basis of the Torah, is a testimony of around 4 million people. It's a very powerful testimony. There's no religion, I'm repeating this, there's no religion in the face of the earth that has a testimony of such a great amount of people like Judaism. Maybe other religions have testimony of one person. Oh yeah, he says he saw. He says God spoke with him, either believe or not. Or maybe 2, 3, 12 guys, whatever number you want to give. Yeah, they say they saw. They say they have the book or the ideas. God spoke with them and so on. No other religion has the amount of people testifying to the same thing and passing this information generation after generation. That's the basis of Torah. And that's the reason why we don't doubt on this. It is true. And again, you can compare this to any other religion. Nobody has such a thing. Nobody. And as we mentioned before, since we human beings rely on testimony, so there's no reason why you should not rely on the testimony of your parents and the parents of your parents and the parents and so on, going back to Mount Sinai and believing that they saw what they saw and so on. This is the basis of Judaism. Now, he goes into a quite interesting list of questions and answers regarding this idea. Once we establish what the mitzvahs are, 217 of things we can actually do.